Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I had a chance to sit down with Arne Duncan, the managing partner of Emerson Collective, the founder of something called Chicago Cred. It's a violence prevention organization. And he made a little news this week. He announced in an op-ed that he's not going to run for mayor. And I said, well, why don't you want to help out, Arne Duncan?
I'm trying to do everything I can to help out. And what I wrote in there, talked to a good friend of mine as I was thinking all this through a couple of weeks ago. And he said, if I were to run for mayor, I'd have to leave the work and just talk about the work for the next year. And it's actually because of that sense of crisis, of emergency, that, you know, I know the neighborhoods I'm in, you know, every day on the South and West sides, you know, I know the work we're doing, to leave that work and just, you know, be in other communities talking about the work in this year. Obviously, we've had two horrific years of violence. That was just a pill I couldn't quite swallow. I just didn't feel I could sort of walk away from it at this point. If things were a little bit better, it would have been an easier decision. But if things are just pretty tough right now.
Your organization is Chicago Cred. It's an acronym. It means create real economic destiny. Before we talk about that, though, and what you can do or think needs to be done to tamp down on the violence in Chicago, do you think that Chicago has a good mayor now? Do we need a different mayor or a better mayor? How would you assess that?
Well, I think by any measure, we're struggling as a city, and everybody is concerned about violence. And this is it's like the pandemic. It's a virus that just spread throughout the city. It spread downtown. It spread up north. And, you know, historically, it's been almost exclusively on the South and West sides. And for better or worse now, people can't turn a blind eye to it. Everybody's been impacted. And it just devastating to me. It just kills me that so many people are living with so much fear now. And we have to get to a better place.
That doesn't answer my question, though, Arne. How do you think Chicago's being guided in the mayor's office? And do we need a different mayor now?
Well, I think you're right. I'm not answering directly. I think we're all struggling. This is not just about any one individual. And as I talked about, there's a role, you know, for the mayor to play. There's a role for the, you know, business community to play. There's a role for the nonprofit and social service agencies to play. We all have to do more. Nobody's waiting now.
So when the next election rolls around and people decide who they're going to vote for mayor, they might decide, well, how violent is Chicago? And let's get somebody who can make it less violent. That's the way the gubernatorial race is shaping up, too, by the way. And one wonders if the people in that position can do that much about it, or how much can they do? I said on the radio the other day, Arne, I don't know if Lori Lightfoot is a good mayor or not. I know she's prickly. I know she doesn't seem to like being mayor, but I don't know if putting somebody else in that seat is going to make Chicago a less violent town.
Well, again, I don't think this is on any one person. This has to be a collective effort. We have to deal with this with a level of urgency and, candidly, a level of honesty that I think has been lacking.
Honesty from whom? Who's not been honest with us about this?
Many folks haven't been clear about this, and I think we have to, you know, talk honestly about the mistrust and distrust between police and community. We have to talk about moving forward on a consent decree and rebuilding trust. We have to talk about what we do for folks that are caught in these cycles of violence. Are we willing to, you know, hire and think differently and give them a path out of this? We've had an arrest-only strategy here in Chicago largely, and that mostly doesn't work. The community where we started working 5 years ago, Rosa in the South Side, if you shoot or kill somebody, there's about 11% arrest rate. So you literally have a 90% chance of getting away with shooting or murdering somebody. And the biggest driver of violence is retaliation. And we have not been honest in these conversations about what needs to happen here or done the work to address it.
Well, we should talk about that then, although I think it's an interesting point you make about the consent decree. That's a federal mandate that the city of Chicago update its policing practices and training, and very little in that consent decree since the Laquan McDonald death have happened. That falls on the mayor's doorstep, right?
You know, the mayor, the police department. I don't know what it is, but you just look at the department, you know, retirements are up. Folks are leaving to go work in other districts. There's a level of demoralization that it's just not healthy for anything. And we're losing a lot of talent. I don't think we can hire fast enough to replace that. These are difficult topics. They're not easy. They're not easy to fix. But we can't address them if we're not willing to have an honest conversation.
In the piece, your op-ed the other day, you said, okay, there's four things we need to do. We need to get more officers on the street. Let's hire more civilians to do non-policing work. Anything a civilian can do, let's have them do that so we can get more cops on the street. Build relationships in the neighborhood. I like the sound of all of that. I think everybody does. But you also said we need to take violence prevention programs to scale. So you're talking about the cost of these things here. How much would it cost for us to make Chicago less violent?
Just think about this. Last year as a city, we spent twice as much on police misconduct settlements than we did on violence prevention. Twice as much on police misconduct settlements than on violence prevention. What I want to do is I want to try and give everyone a path out of the illegal economy, give them a way to heal from trauma, give them a chance to build positive lives. And that's the joy of my work, is I get to see the incredible power of redemption and transformation, and see young people, men and women and teens, who have been caught in these cycles of violence, either as, you know, as victims, as perpetrators, often as both. And when they have a chance to build better lives for themselves, they're jumping at that. And I'd much rather give someone a chance to get a good job and go work in the mainstream economy than lock them up for $60,000 a year in Cook County Jail. We have to try and reach people where they are, help them deal with the deep trauma they've been through, and give them a chance to enter the mainstream of society. We've been so lucky. We've had 40 employers and about 17 industries that are hiring our men and women. But we have to keep scaling that. We have to keep growing that effort.
I've heard people say that the costs to do this to scale are in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
I think to do this well, call it $400 to $500 million a year to work with those most acutely at risk of violence, to work with the teens and do the community development. So just very, very round number, call it about $2 billion over 5 years. But every year we spend about, you know, $1.9 billion on police. You know, Cook County Jails, you know, in that ballpark. We had a pro bono consulting group come in and really look at this, and they talked about a 19-to-1 return on investment. So it is some upfront investment, but it's the best investment we can make in our people, in our families, in our communities, and ultimately in the city. And again, I just think we have to address this crisis with a kind of commitment and resources, and investment and vision and strategy that it desperately needs. And so far, we haven't seen that.
Chicago CRED stands for Chicago Create Real Economic Destiny, and that's where Arne Duncan's going to stay. Boy, if you get hundreds of millions or billions or zillions of dollars, I'd sure like to see somebody peel $25 million off and give it to my friend Pastor Corey Brooks, who's up on a rooftop in Woodlawn trying to get some attention and money for a community center there. And he's got $10 million of commitments, but he sure is shy of what seems to me like a real obvious good idea. It's very frustrating for us, Arne.
Well, there's so many good folks out there across the city doing this work. We're just one small nonprofit. We have dozens of partners. I've worked with Pastor Brooks. We have, you know, great partners, whether they're ministers, social service agencies, you know, nonprofits working across the city, and just giving them a chance to work with more people. And this is, I think violence is very much like the pandemic. It spreads through social networks, and we have to start working with entire groups of individuals caught in this life of violence, and not just with a handful of individuals. So we have to move from what I call individual transformation, which is amazing and powerful, to neighborhood violence suppression. And the only way to do that is to start to reach folks at scale. Just to give you one concrete example, in North Lawndale, along with our partners, we're serving about 200 men. And that sounds like a lot. Maybe by some measures it is a lot. But there are about 1,250 men and women in North Lawndale at acute risk of violence. So we're at less than 20%. And so we have to grow. And that's just one community. And we have about 15 communities that have extraordinarily high rates of violence. This is the city we have to get to. And for me, it's very doable. It's been a dark time. It's been a difficult time. I'm actually more optimistic than I've ever been, because I know what's possible, and that's why I'm pushing so hard to try and expand this violence prevention work.
And that's why he's not running for mayor. Arne Duncan is a managing partner of Emerson Collective and the founder of violence prevention organization called Chicago CRED. Arne, thanks for your time. Good luck to you. If we can be a voice or help you on any of this, you let us know.
I so appreciate it. We're on this together. That means more to me than you know. So thank you so much and have a good day.